Anybody, I guarantee God knows how to clean messes up.
Right.
Amen. That's right. He's a consuming fire. Praise God. You know, when it comes to garden time, years ago, they did it just much anymore. So years ago, they always burned their gardens off, burned their tobacco beds off. In Kentucky, you see smoke everywhere. In the early spring, back in late February and early March, they'd be burning those tobacco beds off, getting ready to sow the seed. For the back of the bed. Am I right, say amen, right? And if you've got a good lettuce bed, even right now, you need to burn the thing off. You've got to burn that bad seed out of it. God knows how to burn bad seed out of it.
Amen.
He does. I guarantee he's burning bad seed out of a family. He's burning bad seed out of a church right now. Let me say this to you. Today, since we're close to election, he can burn bad seed out of the government, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he can leave it there if he so wills. The Bible said, the powers that be are ordained the Lord.
Right.
Sometimes it's ordained the Lord to bring judgment upon his people.
Right.
Sometimes it's ordained the Lord to bring blessing upon his people. By the way, even judgment of Israel will turn into blessing.
Right.
Amen. He may sweep the bitter.
Right.
He does. He may sweep the bitter.
Right.
Amen. Israel was sold into captivity for 70 years, but God brought them back. God gave them a great place to live and everything. After a little while, they tend to not hold too many bad feelings and bad memories about their days of captivity.
Amen.
You say the word of God, you see how the Lord works.
Right.
All things still work together for good for them to love God and call according to His purpose.
Right. Amen.
God's purpose for everything that takes place in this life. Yes, now, we got to look at God like that. Sometimes it's hard, preacher. I know it is. Because you always want the milk and honey. Who don't?
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to take the bitter with the sweet. Amen. God's got a reason for it. I guarantee you. Well, I tell you, it's hard to say what we're going to see in these coming days that we're left here on this earth. I don't know about you, but I wish Jesus would just come on and take us home and get us out of here. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Praise God, that'd be wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Amen. But he's a consuming fire. And Paul said so here in Hebrews 12, verse 29. God is a consuming fire. He's a God of fire. He really is. He's a God of fire. Old George Sr. and George Jr. Bush aren't the only Bush that the Abrahams had better be afraid of. Amen. I guarantee you, they're not the bush that they better be. They better be afraid of this burning bush here.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, buddy, God's going to stall their eyes, that bunch of Abrahams.
Amen.
I'm whether they're treating Israel, whether they're talking about Israel, his prophecy, he's prophesied. He'll slay all the first when they come against, Israel. Amen. In the latter days, the Bible said that God will fight for Israel.
Amen.
That's right. The glory of God was waiting for many. It'll take months and months, buddy, for the vulture, for the mountain of the earth, to pick the bones of captains and kings. Am I right, say
amen?
I guarantee you, that's the bush that must be scared of today.
Amen.
Amen. This burning bush that we're seeing here in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, a fire that can never be put out because I believe in its builder. You see, God built the fire. Amen. God built this fire. That's right. And it can't be put out unless it has an eternal flame there in Washington, D.C. on John F. Kennedy's grave. And they call him eternal flame. That's a lie. That's a lie. They have one eternal flame. That's Jesus. One eternal fire. That's God. That flame can be put out. That's the gas go out and watch it go out. Amen. I guarantee you, buddy. But God's plan will never die out.
Amen.
Praise God. Why? Because He built the fire. And God does something. When He does something, He does it right. And the Bible says you can add to it, you can't take away from it.
Amen.
God does it, it's a done deal. Same man, I think. Praise God. I'm glad we can save my soul. Why? It was a done deal.
Amen.
I tried to comment about the parents. I can't add one thing to it. But it seems like a lot of times we think we need to add to what we've already got free from God. Say amen right there. You can't add to what God has done in your soul today. Every fair job in your soul today.
Yes.
You can't add to it.
I hope so.
You can't take away mean and ugly you get in life, you still can't take away from it. God still loves you, ugly as you are.
Amen.
You can't take away from that deal that's already been sealed up in your soul.
Amen.
That's the truth. That's the truth. God never goes back on His word. Never goes back on His word. Amen. And I said, it's a fire that can never be put out because of its builder. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 27, the Lord said, then will I kindle. Now he's talking about building a fire here. I'll kindle. I'll kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Now he's talking about judgment here, people. Look what he said, and it shall not be quenched. Can't be put out. Shall not be quenched. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, buddy, that God's a fire that cannot be quenched.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people try to quench it, they can't be quenched. You can't stop the fire of God. But when it starts to burn, it's going to keep right on burning. It's going to burn all the time. Once it burns, every one person can stop. That's God.
Amen.
He'll stop when he gets ready. Amen. You're not going to be able to stop. Preacher can't preach. The heart can't preach. And the dead can't preach with. And the eloquence he can preach with. He still can't stop. And the fire of God must not stop.
Amen.
Right. The only one who can stop. He's the only one. But he's the builder. Amen.
Yeah.
I find another. Let me give you another. It's a fire that frees the soul of man.
Yes, sir. Sure does.
It's a fire that frees the soul of man. Boy, you think about, you know, fire. Again, boy, I tell you, fire scares me too. It does. But let me tell you, when we were out here, when we bought this ground, we came out here, and we built some big fires and burned all the brush and stuff, and I get away from it. It just does something to me. I can't stand that thing starts to roar and burn. It does something to me. It just talks up some fear in my heart. I think that about being burned up a couple times in life did that to me. It's kind of like when you have a bad accident, like the one we had here a while back. Don't even right now, I'm still skittish I am from that accident. I can just, boy, I'm sitting there and watch it roll and come, and get up a little speed and somebody else drive. When I drive, anybody don't bother me. Go on somebody else drive. I see that road coming out going up there, oh, dear God, anytime we get to start coming up, start rolling again. It does something to you, doesn't it? And that fire does something to me. It has, I'm telling you, it has. And I keep standing to get around a roaring fire. That's something to me. Amen. Does something to my nerves. And praise God. But a fire is a fire that frees the soul. Man, you think about a roaring prairie fire. Boy, they used to have those fires out there. They still have those things out there. They handle them a little differently. Yeah, now they did back the pioneer days in the 1800s. So I've read a lot of stories on prairie fires. And they had ways of it. I mean, all those farmers, slidebusters, they call them. They'd get their mules out and their pigs, and they'd all get in the line, and they'd plow a great big furrow. That fire be coming, buddy. I mean, you talk about 100-some-foot flames coming out right at them, and then wiped out every house, barn, every field of grain, everything they had. They had done it when they couldn't stop it. Well, they'd get time and time, get to it in time. They'd get that big old furrow plowed out around that thing. They'd get back, take a torch and throw it there and set that thing on fire. That's called a backfire. We did that in State Forest here. Like they take a fire plow, a gold tree, and plow a big path, and then we set a backfire and burn a big fire out. When they get it, it boils. That's how they did that, you see. And they were piping, no doubt that's where you get that saying, fighting fire with fire.
Right.
That's exactly what you do. You fight fire with fire. Amen. I'll guarantee you, that's what we do as Christians. We fight fire with fire.
Right.
Amen? That's right. We're fighting the fires of hell.
Right.
We're trying to with the fire of God, we're trying to keep people out of the fire. Say amen right there.
Hey,
that's probably business. Amen? Right. That's why we have prayer back here in the back. That's why the people. That's why we have revival meetings. That's why we have camp meetings. That's why we go out west and knock on doors all day long. All week long, we're going out there to fight fire with fire.
Amen.
God didn't prepare hell for man, but he'll go there if he dies without Jesus. He prepared it for the devil and his angels. Amen. Now, I'm talking about fire. We see here that frees the soul of man. What a blessing that is to be a part of this. Amen.
Amen.
To free the souls of men. To keep them from the fires of hell.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I tell you, we won't know what a blessing it is to be able to do that till we get home to be with Jesus. We stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. I believe with all my heart we'll meet people up there maybe you've never seen them before, but maybe you contributed to the offerings here for evangelists or missionaries. Or you had a burden for the lost on the foreign field. You did something extraordinary with a lot of money you had coming in. And when we get home, I guarantee you nobody will go without a reward. The Bible says you give a glass of water in a disciple's name and not go without a reward. And I guarantee you that all we made will be made aware of when we get home to the Lord. Boy, I guarantee you right now, buddy, after you got this old flesh that holds you back from the grace of the spiritual, now it's all guaranteed you. When you get home to be the Lord, you'll not be restrained.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you women never shout before in your life or shout when you get home.
Amen.
Amen. And God blesses you. What something you had no idea was very ready for you. It's time to go to read that before long.
Yes,
you better get ready for it. Praise God. This is your day.
Praise
the Lord.
Darkness
fled
away.
But Jesus is coming. Are you ready for him today?
Amen.
Amen. He's coming. He's coming. Praise God. I've been preaching for 35 years. He's coming, but buddy, he's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to come. Amen. It's a fire that frees the soul of man. You remember how they shouted and what a shout went up when that back bar was lit. That old farmer, Brother Anthony, maybe knew that half of that back bar was his, had to be maybe his field of grain that he had bathed and worked hard for, suffered drought and everything. Now he's going to have shit go up in flames, but it's going up in flames to save all you got left. Amen. Save his house he's living in. And raise his family in his barn. Amen. All his fields he's got left. Buddy, when that old back bar was lit, I'll guarantee you. Amen. They want to shoot a shout one up. Just like you and I shout, we think about Jesus going to Calvary. Lord, we hate the suffering that he, we just like him, we despise the same Lord. Amen. That he had to suffer, but praise God, even though he suffered. And he shed his blood on that cross. Yet when we hear about him suffering for us, and even knowing all the pain he went through, a shout can go up. Amen. That's why a shout can go up. Praise God. Because the fire of hell has become and been set back and did not prevail because of the power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The fire that frees the soul of man. Jeremiah 23 and 29. It's not my word. God said, like as a fire.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We've got to keep on keeping on preaching, teaching, witnessing, handing out gospel tracts, supporting missions, doing everything we can. Amen.
Right.
With this fire of God to keep people out of the fires of hell. Amen. Free them from the fires of hell. Let me give you another one. I said it's a fire that frees the soul of man. I find also it's a fire that features the glory of God.
Yes, amen.
Boy, it features the glory of God.
Amen.
That fire. Boy, you get Jeremiah said, he said that if I had a fire in my bones and it would not stay. Talking about the word. Talking about the fire of God. Amen. And oh, it's what it features. It features. Amen. What it does when you get saved. Praise God. That fire begins to illuminate you. And it begins to feature the glory of God.
Do you preach
that he once took for granted? Beautiful, sparkling rivers and streams you once took for granted. Now you see that it's all the handiwork of God.
Right.
You never paid any mind before. You walked out on a starlit night and never given any thought at all. It's the God. The God is the maker. Amen. And that's His glory. Amen.
Amen.
That's all featured to you now. You don't see what God wants to see until the fire of God is in your bosom. All you see is what you want to see, dear friend, in your old fleshly ways. All you want is what the low down standing world has to offer. You don't see God. The way God wants you to see Him until you get the fire of God in you.
Amen.
And then that fire features the glory. Of God.
Yes, amen.
His glory is what He allows us to have and enjoy and love. Yeah. Look at what? That's the glory of God. When you share His glory, that's what you're sharing. The creation of God. All the love and happiness and adoration of God. You're sharing that. This is glory. This is glory. That's a fire. This is the glory of God. Exodus 24, verse 17 says, "And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mountain, the eyes of the children of Israel." In the eyes of the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Amen. You can see the glory of God until you get that fire in you. Get that word in you. Amen.
Amen.
It's a fire that features the glory of God. I find another one here. It's a fire that favors the children of God. It's a fire that favors the children of God. Just hear yesterday, might be more than two. I said, "Boy, how we need this. We need the Lord send us about $100,000. Or even less, we pray. Because I have several things I'd love to get done here on the campground, on the church. Amen. And the Lord is so faithful to us and sent us about 50,000 or 100,000. So we can go ahead and finish the vinyl siding on our church building here to make it look good for the Lord. Amen. I like to put us a walk out here. I like to turn that out. It's been there 21 years. It's cracked across different places. I like to tear it out and put us a nice deck, a concrete pad out there. Exposed lumber, and then let's put us three steps down, long steps down to the parking lot there. Wouldn't that look good? I'd have to take these two prophet chambers back here, and on the back side of the one on the right back there. And I've had a preacher say he'd give $1,000 for it to do it. But George McDowell said, "Brother, I wouldn't get ready to come out and put $1,000 for it."
Amen, brother.
Hey, like that, ask God.
Yes, sir.
I like to put a nice restroom on that and on the back there. The septic tank's right there beside it. The lateral lines right there. All you have to do is pipe right into that. You don't have to do none of that. Mm-hmm. And put a door on the entrance right here. Put a little sitting room in there on the other side. A little desk and chair and a little couch, you know, a little sitting room, table, lamp. And then have that bedroom over there, that bathroom. Wouldn't that be a nice apartment? For our preachers, our visiting preachers, right now they got to come out and go dinner and take this out and come out and we got dirt shades and everything. Wouldn't it be good to have something like that?
Yes,
sir. Amen. Say
amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I don't want to thank for me. I want it for the Lord, for the Lord's people.
Amen.
You do it for God, His people. You don't do it for your own pocket.
No,
no, I don't pat my pocket money for my brother. What I do is I do it for the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I think you don't know the offers I turned down for people who get one pay me for this and that. I won't take it. Amen. Don't feel led to take it.
Right.
Amen. The God's going to have to pay for it. Amen. That's the favor of God. What you're talking about there. Amen. There's a lot of things I like to do. I like to recondition this old guest house down here, put a porch on the thing and make the deck a little wider and put vinyl siding on everything on the campground. I like to do all those things. I would. Praise the Lord. I got a lot of business. I don't know whether the Lord ever let it all transpire or not, but I guarantee you one thing. Everything that's come to my mind so far, it's come to pass. That's the Lord.
Amen.
But amen, brother. We used to walk in ground when there wasn't nothing on it. Then we, brother, and I say, "Jim, ain't nothing on it now. One day God's going to raise up some things here." We were still in an old rented building. I said, "You mark it down and see." I'm not telling you the truth. Take back on what elbow grease, a lot of faith in God. You get things done for the Lord.
Amen.
You can sit around like a knot on a stump. You can't get anything for God.
Amen.
And the life of the Lord.
Right.
Gotta get a touch from you. Get the touch of God on you.
Yes, sir, brother.
Get the touch on you. Get the touch in your mouth. Work God and Dr. Data. Well, you need something to pray and touch some money.
Yes.
Bible said he touched his
church.
And he was.
Yes.
He was illuminated.
Oh, yes. Very much.
Oh, God. That's what we need today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've been told lately by some good spiritual men that the touch of God is upon this church, upon this pastor. It will not be. I guarantee one thing. I sure will be doing what needs to be done to get on it.
Amen.
Now, this campground, on this camp ministry.
Right.
So God said there's a good touch on it. Well, I like that. I knew it was there anyway, but I like somebody kind of
encouraging
it. Every once in a while, praise the Lord. I was saying, let every word be established with two witnesses. I just had two preachers. Tell me that.
Yes.
There's two witnesses there.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just establishing what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
It's a fire that favors the children. God favors his children.
Yeah.
Now he does. I'm not going to say anything to any grandpa or grandma or mother or daddy that wants to favor their children.
Right.
Wants to do for them. Don't be jealous of them.
Right.
If they want to do it, let them do it.
Amen.
Amen. It's none of your business.
Right.
You want to do it for your children? Dig in that old dusty plot and do it for them.
Right.
Amen. I think there's some things you've got to kind of hold back on children until they get to where they're big enough and got a head on their shoulder before they can handle it.
Right.
I think you can give them too much too quick.
Yeah.
I think you can rob for the child. I think you can rob girls of their little baby dolls. They ran their little playground. I think you can rob boys of the little cat pistols and their little games and try to grow them up too fast. You can do the things that daddy does and the things that mommy does. I think I'm scared. I'm scared and it's not when you do it. But it's right for us to favor our children. The Bible says that we're to lay up for the children.
Right.
The children for us.
Amen.
Right. We're children of God. It's right for God to favor us. Well, I'm glad that consuming fire favors me.
Amen.
But I don't want that thing consuming me.
Right.
It can do it.
Right.
Can it?
Right.
You study your Bible, please, anytime the fire of God fails. What did it do? Remember what Elijah did there on the up the mountain when the prophets of Baal said they could draw down the fire from Baal and get the sacrifice consumed, and they prayed, cut themselves, and screamed, and hollered all day long. Never got anything done.
Right.
And Elijah said, all right, boys, if y'all had your time now, you've done all you can do. You think everything's done, to be done? Yeah. He said, well, I'm going to show you what God will do. Prayed a little short prayer after he built that altar up.
Yeah.
You know why he built that altar up for? Let me tell you know why all that happened? For the people of God.
Yeah.
That's why it happened.
Right.
That's right. And he built that altar back up, and they put the wood on the altar, and then they put stones around there. And then they poured barrel after barrel of water on the offering and on the wood. And Elijah prayed just a short prayer. And the Bible said the fire of God failed.
Yeah.
And consumed the sacrifice. It consumed the wood. It consumed the stones and the dust.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. And let the devil stand there laying on his face. Say amen.
Amen.
Walk out like the one God puts an egg on the face of the devil.
Amen.
Why did he do that? It was all in the favor of God's people.
Yes, preacher. Amen.
The whole thing behind it, God's people, God's man, and God's people. The fire of God, I said, favors the children of God. Amen. In Exodus chapter 40, verse 38, listen to this. He said, for the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night. What about that? in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. But I will tell you, the Bible said all those things that happened to those on the Old Testament were written for our examples. And I believe that what that teaches us right there is that fire of God is going to be lit in our lives throughout all of our pilgrimage on this earth. I do. That's what I believe. I don't have any doubts about it. Maybe. Now your flesh will get you doubtful if you don't watch it.
Right.
Your flesh will take your child and turn it into a pack.
Yes, sir.
If you're not careful.
Sure.
That will.
Yes, sir.
That's what's in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I can't, well, you ain't walking with God. That's why you can't.
Right.
You will have no faith if you don't start walking with God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. You gotta be faithful, amen. Have faith. You gotta be faithful to God.
Amen.
You don't have no faith.
Right.
Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God he favors us. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've got that divine favor of God on my side today, Brother Jim. What a blessing that is. Amen. Throughout all my journey, I'll have that fire of God on me. I'll have that fire of God right there. When I need it, it'll always be there. Amen. It's there. If you're a child of God, it's there for you.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to live for God, though. That's not to say it's going to leave you. It'll never leave you, never forsake you. Jesus said he wouldn't, and he is the fire of God. See, he'll never leave you, never forsake you. He'll always be there for you. Present help and trouble. Very present help and trouble. But I guarantee you're not going to really be able to use that unless you're walking with God. You're not.
Right.
You're going to have to walk with God and be faithful to God. There's a lot of things happen to you because you're unfaithful to God. Maybe you're not saved. There's one or two things you're not saved. You've never been saved. You don't have the fire of God. You don't have it. It's not there. You don't have the benefit of the fire of God. You don't. Devil. So when you got the benefit of the fire of God, that bad seed creeps up into your life. Then you can pray and ask God, God will burn it out.
Right.
He'll burn it out, buddy. He'll burn that bad seed out. He'll burn the good seed in.
Right.
He'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't do that, you can't get it done. Perhaps you just need to get saved. Or you need to start being faithful to God. You know, if you're that person today, what you need to do, you need to get this altar, and we give an altar call, and you say, oh, God, forgive me, dear Lord, for the wicked life I've been living, and help me to live for you. I guarantee you, God hears your prayer. Solomon said, this poor man cried, the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles. You think you do that for the psalmist and wouldn't do it for you? He's no respecter of persons, my dear friend. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving God like that today. Let me say this to you also. This fire from heaven will warm our hearts.
Right.
Boy, it'll warm our hearts. It will. Oh, how many times have you been down and out, Brother Tom, and go to the house of God, really knocked in your flesh. You didn't even care where you went or not. But God seemed to take hold of that man of God that night or that morning and preach something.
God came down, boy. God came down, and it really warmed your cold heart.
Hey.
Father, I don't know the times that God has done that for me.
Also, it'll purge our sins. It will purge our sins. Amen. It'll purge them, buddy. Oh, you might know something you think, well, I can't get rid of this. Lord, I'm only going to share this. Oh, dear Lord, I pray you don't know. Tell me, I don't know. I'm a human being just like you are. Paul said, I'm a real man of like passage as you are. Said, I have the same pain, same hang ups. We cry, we laugh, we hurt.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. We got the human bodies like you have. Don't tell me, I don't know. And I know God's a fire. Buddy, if I do something that don't please God,
I'm not advocating I'm a low down, hill down sinner. I'm not advocating I go out here and grind tusks and everything. I'm not advocating that. If you're like that, you probably didn't get saved.
Amen.
I'm telling you though, I live in a body of sinful flesh. And it doesn't always appeal to God,
right,
the way we handle it.
Amen.
It's not always pleasing to the Lord.
Right.
That's why he said over there in 1 John, we have an advocate with the Father, and we confess our sins. He's faithful just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How do you think he does that? But he purchased you with time. Well, you know, I tell you what he does. I went on Isaiah the prophet. I finally got his head and his eyes off of you. The day he died, I believe God said, he's seen Isaiah, he's a king, but he's a man, and he's dead. And he said, back to eyes on the right person.
Yep.
Back to eyes on God. Amen. And Isaiah said, woe is me. Oh, I'm a man of unclean. Yeah. He said, the one that's hurt him, he said, get a hold of what we all are. Take it over and stick to his tongue. And turn his chin. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's still jerking the pole of the honor of God. And turn his chin of mankind.
Amen.
Say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I said it'll turn the sins. And then I'm going to give you another little awful blister you have. Lord, it was your hat. Son, there's a Hoosier Hill Baptist camp one time. Not bad. Was it killing me? Y'all, some of y'all older men, you remember what a back problem I used to have? How many of y'all remember my back problem? Y'all say if you did. But it was bad. Janine will remember this. Brother Tom Walker and Sister Brenda, old Steve the cabin old from us. And I said, well, my back's hurting. Tom said, let me get some of that stuff that Brenda uses. Put on you. Said, the burden is a little hot. It'll help you. A little hot. Lord God, I could sleep all night long and call an arrow back. Without any clothes on, I would have been in the car. Sergeant Lee put that on me, you asked her, I cried like a baby. God is my witness, brother. I'm telling you what. I couldn't get in the least out of this time. It blistered my body like a burnt me up. I said, don't let bring that dog for a second stuff around these people on my reasons. Amen. I know what being hard is all about.
Amen.
Amen. It blistered me. I will tell you right now, the fire doesn't blister you when you need it. Man, wait. It blister your hand. I'm telling you right now, I've seen it bless the people's hands. Right here, they come down that aisle, buddy, a weeping, crying.
Amen.
Well, they got the good blessing. You get the good blessing, see if you don't cry.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's what needs to be done anyway with a lot of people. They cry a little bit.
Right.
Old Dr. M. R. DeHaan had those books he put out years ago on the chemistry of tears. The chemistry of tears. The psalmist David said, put thou my tears into thy bosom. Oh, God bottles up tears, brother.
Yeah.
He does. I believe he's got the tears of Jesus.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Say amen.
Amen.
I do. Praise God. I believe and God sent the angel swoop down. I said, don't let a little of them teardrops hit the ground. And
yeah.
And they picked them tears up before they hit the ground. And put them back to the mercy seat. And God.
Yes.
When an old saint of God gets blessed or good by the fire of God,
yeah,
and starts crying tears of joy, or tears of remorse,
yeah,
and God says, angel,
yes,
and give them some of those tears, only before they hit the floor, they'll have any problem doing that.
No, sir.
See, time when materialism doesn't have any demands on spirit.
Right.
They put those tears in God's box.
Amen.
Amen. I think that's the reason for the blistering.
Yeah.
Most of the family anyway. Because God loves a broken heart, yeah, and a broken spirit. If he does,
amen,
we're blessing God to see the brokenness come up in us.
Yeah.
The two stiff neck and starts calling, Father, we can't even weep.
Oh,
God, help us to weep a little bit today.
Yeah.
people dying and going to hell. Our country going to hell in a clothes basket today. You think about it, brother. I won't tell you what. If certain some politicians have their way, we've seen the last of capitalism. We've seen the last of a capitalist country. We might be getting ready, buddy. I'm telling you what, the Antichrist, we're going to enter in, I guarantee you. I'll guarantee you it'd be a socialist type government. Before it's through, it might be worse than that.
Amen.
Lord God help us, I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I'm telling you right now, you say you're politicking.
No, I'm not. I'm preaching.
Amen. We're not politicking. Bring your Bible, show me why I'm politicking, not preaching.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Hi. I got one more, I'll shut it. Let me read one again to you. It's far from heaven and warm your hearts. Burn your sins, listen to your hide. Thank God it'll light the way home. It'll light the way home. All the way home. It'll eliminate all the way home. It'll keep us on that straight path. Straight and narrow the way that leads to life, Jesus said. It'll keep us right on that straight path. One thing the psalmist says is down here, he'll guide you with his counsel. That's the word of God. Then afterward, receive you to heaven. Amen. Receive you home. Amen. To glory. Yeah. That's that light I'm talking about. That's that fire I'm talking about. The fire of God. Lord, I'm telling you, boy, we used to take the old wasted yard and our old pop models, and we'd take and put us a week in that thing, a little coil on. And like that thing. It's like that old barn love, you know, give us a little light. Done it many times. Fixed by it. Have out what we've done some of it now. We didn't have a lot of stuff back when I was a boy. They were things were around, but nobody had money to buy it. Hey man, pop was a nickel, nobody had a nickel. Hamburger was 20 cents, nobody had 20 cents. New automobile was $800, nobody had $800. Now, in those days, you had to pay a third down on your new car, honey.
Yeah.
You have some stinking bunch like acorn to buy it for you.
Amen.
I had to work well. I'm going to tell you something while you're making me mad. I had to work like a stinking dog to need an ID.
We had to buy us a little piece of ground, bought it off his granddaddy.
But buy a little piece of ground, we couldn't go get along with your heart.
Absolutely.
And you can listen to me, brother. I'm telling you what. Then we had to pay the piece of ground off, and that was our collateral to build our house. That's how we built up with
that.
What they did give them after rolling down the stink and a bunch of kids, $300,000 homes, just came to paint for them.
Yeah.
Boom!
Amen.
I was in a man won't work, New City. I was in the same life token. If a man won't work, New City had a bed sleep.
Amen.
I think you can fly it all by, don't you?
Right.
We got no use for somebody won't work.
Amen.
Hate it.
Amen.
Well, mules hate it too. They turn their rear end to it, but they work anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Life away home. I wonder, do you have a fire of God on you today? The child of God, sir. If I die down, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'll build a fire in my stove and I'll just walk put in there, Brother Tom. Next morning I'll get up and I'll just touch it. Still water.
Yeah.
You ever do that, anybody? Oh, it's still water. Open it right up and be no time, brother. That's that off.
Open
it up. We'll get that off. Hey, if you got the fire, that is still water. You know what needs, you need those
cracks.
Yeah.
You need those
cracks.
Yeah. You've had it shut down too long.
Amen.
Open the grass, but let it breathe a little bit. Praise God. It'll take off the desire.
Father, thank you for the message this morning. Blessed be our hearts now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.